I can still envision clearly a time when I wore cheap suits
and chain-smoked Chesterfields. When I wore a .45 auto under my left armpit. And everybody called me Big Dick Brannigan, Private Eye. No case was too sleazy. No money was too dirty. BDB, Well, I got a call from the Fitzsimmons residence. They told me that a butler that they had working for them for many years was suspected of stealing silverware. And they wanted me to come for dinner and watch this butler and see what I could see. So sure enough, I showed up. The butler said, "Hi there, may I take your coat, sir?" I said, "No, thanks, I'll keep it on. It's a formal dinner." Actually, I didn't want him to see the 45 I had strapped in my arm. I gave the guy a quick 20-20 and had his number immediately. He was bogus. Bogus is a $3 bill. I sat there and I watched him as he served the dinner. I made a point of leaping up and running into the kitchen immediately after the dinner to see if I could find out if he was sewing the silverware into his clothing. I watched him like a hawk. And yet, when they were tallying up the silverware at the end of the night, there was a knife and a fork missing. Needless to say, the Fitzsimmonses were somewhat miffed. I was somewhat nonplussed. I said, "Brannigan, you got to figure out how he's doing it. He's the only one that could be stealing it. I'm not stealing it. You're not stealing it. My wife isn't stealing it. Come for dinner again tomorrow night." Sure enough, once again, I even went so far as to bump him so I could feel his clothing to see if the hidden implements were anywhere. And I ascertained that his pockets were totally empty. His shoes were empty. And yet, somehow, he was still stealing silverware in front of my nose. Until I follow them into the porcelain convenience, I kneed him in the stomach, causing him to double over. When I did, I could see a fork protruding from the bone. I said, "Aha!" As I held his head down on the tank of the toilet seat and grabbed the tip of that fork and... And there was also a spoon, and I grabbed it. Holding them deftly between thumb and forefinger, I walked into the Fitzsimmons. I said, "Aha, I've caught the culprit. Here's the missing silverware." She said, "Well, how's he been stealing it?" I said, "Never mind. But if I were you, when I run the dishwasher, I wouldn't use the energy saver."